This is a podcast from the children's radio station Fun Kids. Listen on DAB digital radio across the UK or online at funkidslive.com.
Hello, it's Connor. So I'm speaking to Samuel Ireland and Kyla Day, who play Itch and Lucy in a new CBBC show, Itch. Now, Itch is a thrilling adventure story about a teenager who finds a new element that is able to change the world. So Samuel, can you tell us a bit more about the show?
The show was a wild, fun action adventure for young people that puts science in the spotlight. It focuses on a high school kid called Ichigam Loft, who I play, who is obsessed with chemistry and has made a hobby of trying to collect every single element on the entire periodic table in some shape or form. Itch's hobby and very unashamed love for science means he's not seen as conventionally cool at school. So at the start of the series, he doesn't have too many friends. He's a bit of a loner. But his whole world gets turned upside down when he buys an unusual rock at his local beach markets, which turns out to be a completely undiscovered element. And this element is insanely powerful, meaning it could be used to generate a new era of clean energy, or it could be made into weapons that could destroy the entire world. And a nefarious organization catches wind of it, and they come after Itch, meaning he's forced to take action to protect his discovery, and it all gets a little crazy.
It's super fun, fast-paced action series while also touching on subjects like sustainability. I think it took us about 2 months to film down in Western Australia.
Okay, so are you anything like your characters?
Yes, I definitely think we have some kind of similarities, Lucy and I. We both care very deeply and unconditionally about our friends and our family, and both have a love for science. Personally, my favourite is astronomy.
I'd say I relate to Itch in a few ways. I also definitely didn't fit the mould of what was cool when I started high school. I loved reading and learning, and at that point I wanted to be a writer, so I would use the biggest vocabulary I possibly could. I would break out all these fancy words, and I went pretty hard on my schoolwork. Itch ends up working through some of his awkwardness and making friends because his love for science is so genuine and he is authentically himself all the time. And for me, acting became that thing in high school after I discovered it. It grew my confidence and understanding of people around me exponentially. And I think my love for being dramatic and refusal to censor that love also helped me really grow my circle of friends. So through playing Itch, I get to show people the lesson I already learned in school, which is being yourself is the best thing you can be.
So I'd love to know, did you know many of the periodic elements before filming?
I did chemistry all the way through to the end of my final year at high school. So I was familiar with a bunch of the elements, particularly I knew the lower end of the table pretty well. But there were definitely a few I had to study up on before we started shooting the show because I was talking about a bunch which I didn't really know well. So I had to do some research. And I mean, there's just so many of them, which I guess is part of the reason Itch wants to collect them all so badly because, like, what sick bragging rights you'd have.
Yeah, actually, we did a test to see who knew the most, and I think I knew 13 in order. That was from high school. I had to memorize them. So that ended up being very useful.
What would you do if you found a radioactive rock that could change the world? Would you sell it? Would you hide it? I mean, come on, it's pretty cool to have. What would you do?
If I found a radioactive rock, I think first I would make sure it's contained of some sort to avoid the exposure to radiation. But it's hard to say what I would exactly do with it. I think I'd probably do my research on who to turn it into, just to find someone who would really utilize it for the most positive way possible.
And if I found a radioactive rock, I'd definitely spend a good few minutes freaking out, and then I'd proceed to the next best step to do when you're freaking out about something, which is I'd give it to my mum and let her handle it, because she's better with those things. But in all seriousness, it's a really tough question. I think I'd try and bring the rock to public knowledge on the news, right? And then hand it over to a scientific study organization that I was certain wasn't going to try and weaponize it. And I'd hope that the amount of news coverage would sort of stop anyone being able to get away with taking it from whoever I'd given it to. But then the show really forces you to ask the question if there's truly anyone who you can trust. So maybe I'm naive for giving that answer. Like, I don't know. It's just an insane amount of pressure. It would be crazy.
So what would you say is your favourite moment of the series? Without giving too much away, we want to keep everybody super excited for it who hasn't seen it. But what is the most gripping part? What was the best bit?
So my favourite moment of the series comes in the middle of the second half, so I'll be careful not to spoil anything. But there's a really, really beautiful scene that takes place on a bus at night where I basically get to do this kind of monologue while this absolutely lovely elderly woman listens to me ramble. And it's such a vulnerable, understated little scene. And the actress who played opposite me just gave me so, so much to work against. She even actually improvised the final few lines of the scene, which I think really raised the entire thing to a totally different level. And it was such an incredible moment as a, you know, a young actor working in TV for the first time to be able to act with and learn from someone so amazing and to share this kind of beautiful little scene with them. It was really, really special. And as a result, it's my absolute favorite scene in the series.
My favorite moment would have to be in the first episode or two. There's this scene where everyone gets sick and it's like not pretty. That in terms of filming was probably one of my favourites for sure.
So that was a podcast from the children's radio station Fun Kids. Listen on DAB Digital Radio across the UK or online at funkidslive.com.